is just printing money, raising the national debt, you know.
Yeah.
Well, then they put that on interest. Well, they don't have to do a thing but just print the paper. They got the Rockefeller running the banks, you know, they go to paying them interest.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Well, it ain't cost them nothing. They just issue the money and it ain't nothing but ink on paper.
Well,
I told my boy this year a fella offered him 800. I sold him the place about 3 or 4 years ago for $250 an acre. I could have got $500 that time, but I didn't want to sell it then and everybody. And I wanted him to have it.
Yes.
And I sold $250 an acre. A fella this last spring offered him $800 an acre for it. Well, I said, now, son, I said, that fella will go to the bank up here.
Yes.
And borrow the money from the government.
Yes, sir.
And he'll get a check. And I say, he'll give you the check. Well, you go put it in the bank and you go to draw an interest on it.
Yes.
I said, whenever they get ready to close that fella out, I said, that land you know ain't worth it. I said, whenever they get ready to close that fella out, they'll sue him and get the land. Or just take it over. And then they'll declare your money not worth nothing. And you ain't got a thing. I said, you can't grow a patch of potatoes out here and raise a hog. Because you'll be living in town and be fenced up. I said, you better just stay on this place and let these old pecan trees grow and have you some hogs and cows in the garden and live. Be ready to live if that. I said, of course, they can take your land anyhow. But I said, it won't be quite as easy as just
if you take
it from the fellow that owes it. What do you think about it?
I agree. That's how I want to live. People been asking me, I'm from a small town, from Sandersville.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
And people been saying, well, now, you aren't going to stay in Atlanta now that you're out of school because you know you can get a better job here. And I said, no, I'm going to have to live on the farm. I live a lot better there, and I have to worry about it there. Because, you know, if you're raising your own stuff and you settle there like that, you don't have nearly as many worries.
You can live cheaper.
Yeah, and plus, you aren't living on paper either. You're living on the land.
When I went to Atlanta, it was panicked all along then, but I had a job all the time. I had a job when I left, and the fellow offered to raise me if I'd stay there. But you know, then there was no Social Security, there was no retirement. A fellow got 65 or older, couldn't work. Why, they just turned him out on his children, you know.
Yes.
Well, I was working at a grocery store when I left there, keeping books and collecting, and I just seen it. And I come in one day and told the fella I was going home. He says, well, you won't be gone 3 weeks now. I says, yeah, you get somebody to take my place. I says, you know, I said, I'm collecting these bills and I see how these people have in scuffling live and all. And I said, my daddy down yonder owns a little place. And I says, he don't owe nobody a penny. He's his own boss. He's got money enough to run on. He goes just as he pleases. And I says, I'm going right back down there and I'm going to try to do the same thing. He says, you won't be gone 3 weeks. I said, all right. So he got a fellow and I